Although some of the news in this month's edition is rather saddening, I sincerely hope that the music that links it together will nevertheless be enjoyable. Getting the programme off to a rousing start, here's Nigel Ogden at the BBC Theatre Organ No. 3, the former Blackpool Empress Ballroom Wurlitzer, during the time when it was in the Playhouse Theatre in Manchester. This is the overture, Susanna's Secret. Written back in 1909 by Italian composer Emanuel Wolf Ferrari, that was the overture to the opera Susanna's Secret, played by Nigel Ogden. Well, it's certainly no secret any longer, but Nigel is one of three specialist music programme presenters who, together with their respective programmes, are due to be axed in the coming months. Now, you may say you're going to write to the BBC about this, but not wishing to stop you from expressing your anger, my experience of the BBC, be it national or local level, the faceless ones have already made up their minds and nothing is going to make them see sense or have even the slightest hint of sympathy. Not content with taking off a 30-minute programme of organ music, they're handing the slot and extending it to 2 hours and allocating 4 nights a week. To what? More pop music of that which the airwaves of the world are amass with already. I like to think in some small way that I was able to give Nigel his very first broadcast back in 1971, when he was just 18 years of age and still at school. The famous Gaumont Manchester Wurlitzer was where the Radio Manchester engineers set up their microphones to record some tracks for my weekly editions of Pedal, Percussion and Pipes. Back then, Nigel used Those Were the Days as his signature tune. Those Were the Days, I Got Rhythm, The Lady's a Tramp and Has Anybody Seen My Gal, recorded by Nigel Ogden back in the days when he was also the resident Saturday night organist at the Gaumont Manchester. Indeed, those were the days. Nigel then went on to take over The Organist Entertains from Robin Richmond, although at times the programmes did have other guest organist presenters. Anyone who has ever attended any of Nigel's concerts will know that he has a gift of taking a tune and then dressing it up to make it just that little bit more thrilling. Here's a case in point with a track from a recording he made at the Wurlitzer when it was in the Ritz Ballroom Brick House. It's called Saints on a Spree. Saints on a Spree, played there by Nigel Ogden. Robin Richmond, of course, hosted The Organist Entertains at the beginning, that being April the 5th, 1969, and his choice of signature tune was the George Wright recording of There's No Business Like Show Business. But for Nigel, it was a change to From This Moment On, and in this next track, he weaves both old and new together. Thank you. from this moment on, and There's No Business Like Show Business, played by Nigel Ogden. So let's remind ourselves in musical terms of Robin Richmond, the old organ grinder himself, with a couple of tracks that span the years that he played electronic organs, being one of the pioneering Hammond organ players of the day. Here then is Taboo and Nightingale. The ironical part about the CD that those two tracks come from is that Robin had no idea that it was actually being compiled, and in fact he never heard it, because he passed away in July 1998. And so for me, as the person who was asked to write the sleeve notes, it was something of a poignant invitation. I seem to recall talking with him in his later years and made mention of the LP that he did for Grosvenor in 1980, titled Nostalgia. The organ model was the fairly new Hammond Aurora, and he indicated that he'd have been much more happier about the finished release if he could have had a lot more time to get used to the organ, and that it was all a bit of a rush job. Mind you, he still included I Had a Ball. I Had a Ball, played there by Robin Richmond, and as he said, he chose not to use the inbuilt rhythm box on any of the tracks, preferring instead to use the natural sunshine of my own inbuilt lift as being more appropriate to music of a nostalgic nature. Robin could always be guaranteed to tell it like it was. In the past years, I've tended to use the February programmes to look at the love interest, the 14th of the month, of course, being Valentine's Day. So let's not pass it by altogether and enjoy Kurt Preiner at the Verti organ with this upbeat arrangement of Falling in Love. Thank you. Falling in Love with Love, played there by Kurt Prina, beautifully arranged and interspersed with some themes from the 1812 Overture. Am I the only person who finds it hard to understand why so many electronic organists these days don't have an instantly recognisable sound and style of playing? If I just tell you that the next tune is On Green Dolphin Street, but don't tell you who the organist or the organ are, I wonder how many of you could put two and two together and come up with the right answer. On Green Dolphin Street. Any ideas? Well, if you didn't guess that it was Mike Hall and an Elka organ, then where have you been all these years? I read in Keyboard Cavalcade magazine the number of organ clubs having to close continues to rise. In nearly all cases, these long-running clubs indicate diminishing support. In others, the lack of or anyone to take over the running, and in the case of one in my locale, the unwillingness of those in charge to allow anyone else to run it until it was beyond saving due to all the money and the funds having been depleted. It took the combined efforts of 8 committee members to run the club, when at the outside, 3 knowledgeable organ world people could have done so, had they ever been allowed. Never once in all the years I went there did I ever see an organist introduced in a way that was commensurate with their professional standing or the effort that he or she had made in order to travel hundreds of miles to entertain us. I asked the chairperson why this was so, and she told me, "People come here to listen to the music, and they don't want to know anything about the artist." Over the years, the saving grace has been the likes of organ festivals run by Keyboard Cavalcade, the AOE, and a handful of others to continue to breathe life into the world of music that we love so much. A world in which others deem it nice to be important rather than important to be nice. Well, I did indicate that this month's show would be tinged with a certain amount of sadness, and for me, it was the news that Kendal-born organist Don Thompson had passed away last month. I know he'd been ill for quite some time, but the news came as a shock to me. Don was always one of those people who made sure I got his latest recordings and was often a mine of information when it came to matters of the theatre organ scene. Although he'd gone to live in the USA and become an American citizen, he never forgot his English background. I'm going to feature tracks from two of the many recordings he made, the first being on the former Plaza Worthing Compton organ, which went to the John Leckie Music Centre in Western Australia in 1971. Here's Don in the company of the Phantom Brigade. Thompson and the Phantom Brigade. Now, I make no excuse for featuring this next track, having done so in past programmes, but do so again because it's always been one of my favourites, both in performance and sound. The organ is no longer in the Avenue Theatre San Francisco, but this is what it sounded like when Don recorded the Wildcat Blues. Wildcat Blues, memories there of Don Thompson, who passed away last month. Like now to return to another love theme tune with a track from a hitherto unreleased CD, which is in the process of being compiled by Australian organist Tony Fenelon. Here is the absolutely gorgeous composition by Graham Goebel titled Please Don't Ask Me Why I Love You, performed now by Tony on his Roland Atelier. And it wasn't until I looked up the lyrics of that composition that I realised just what a beautiful love song it indeed is. Anyway, that was a full Roland orchestral version by Tony Fenlon of Please Don't Ask Me Why I Love You. Now, whenever I think of Tony, I always remember seeing him in concert, quite a number of years ago now, in the company of Roland artist and demonstrator Yuri Takibana. I was able to obtain two of her CDs that night, and ever since have tried to obtain more of her recordings which are known to exist. As yet, I haven't been lucky. But anyway, let's enjoy together this gorgeous arrangement of the theme from the film Love is a Many Splendid Thing.
Thank you.
Well, that just about brings me to the end of this month's show, but before I take my leave of you, you might like to know that I've just added another YouTube video to my Organ Celebrities series, the featured artist this time being the Queen of the Keys, Frida Hall. The video traces her life and times spent touring the country with her customised Hammond E3 and is told in her own words and music, much of the latter being quite rare, including such extracts as this from a broadcast that she made at the BBC Theatre Organ on April the 27th, 1960. It's one of the many 10 a.m. daily broadcasts, and the tune is, of course, Zez Comfrey's Dizzy Fingers.
And said goodbye for now to Frida Hall, who's been playing for you at the BBC Theatre Organ.
Dizzy Fingers, played by Frida Hall. And that YouTube video is very simple to find. You just Google in Organ Celebrities, Volume 45, Frida Hall. Well, we seem to have come full circle with the BBC connections, which commenced with the news that The Organist Entertains is to be taken off the air. And so, let's go out of this edition of Organ First Radio by hearing once again that famous George Wright recording of There's No Business Like Show Business that heralded the very first edition of The Organist Entertains back in April of 1969. Anyway, I'll be here next month with another brand new edition of the show that brings you the very best of pipe and electronic organ music. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.